USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In Iraq, Iranian-backed militias have ended 2 days of violence and demonstrations outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. They were angry that the U.S. launched airstrikes on Iranian militias after they were blamed for an attack last week that killed an American contractor. The Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley defending that U.S. action.
We know that the intent of this last attack was, in fact, to kill American soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, whoever was there. There was about 100 soldiers at that particular compound.
Iran calls the demonstration a warning to the U.S. Milley says that attack last week on the Iranian militias was a warning to Iran. Former Housing and Urban Development Secretary Julian Castro no longer running for the White House. The former San Antonio mayor pulling out this morning. He was the only Latino candidate in the field. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Federal Aviation Administration is now involved in the investigation of mysterious drone sightings in northeastern Colorado and part of Nebraska. This man, Wyatt Harmon, says he captured some video of one of those drone formations.
We got close to one, and it descended. I swear it got closer to us, and then the light shut off.
Those drones have recently been spotted in multiple counties flying at night in what appears to be a grid formation. Officials in Philadelphia denouncing participants who wore blackface in the city's New Year's Day or Mummers Parade. Kevin Hinkle was one of at least two men who wore blackface paint while marching with the Froggy Car Club. He told local media he was told he could wear whatever he wanted and that it wasn't racist because he talks to lots of black people. The Labor Department says first-time jobless claims were down by 2,000 last week from the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
CES 2020, the annual showcase for the latest in consumer electronics, kicking off next week in Las Vegas, and White House advisor and daughter of the president, Ivanka Trump, is scheduled to join a keynote discussion next Tuesday afternoon. She'll be joining Consumer Technology Association CEO Gary Shapiro to discuss ways to reskill workers and develop STEM education programs. CES runs from the 7th of January through the 10th. A new study shows that artificial intelligence could help improve breast cancer detection. The research published in the journal Nature finds technology developed in Google's DeepMind AI unit could identify breast cancer from mammogram images with a similar accuracy as radiologists can. The system also reduced the number of false positive results. Researchers credit artificial intelligence with being able to detect subtle cues that the human eye can miss. And another new report says Canadian military officers were told to learn the game Pokemon Go after fans of the game started wandering into restricted areas. The Canadian Broadcasting Corporation obtaining documents saying at least three officers have been ordered to play Pokemon Go in bases around the country since the game's 2016 release. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.